Thank you and good afternoon. Last night was an exciting night for 4-H exhibitors at the Greene County Fair. The 4-H livestock auction began at 6 p.m., and even though it was scorching hot, 4-H exhibitors were happy to be showing off the hard work they had put into their projects. I talked with Dagan Cordes after the sale about the 4-H show that happened last Saturday and the auction.
My name is Dagan Henry Cordes. My dad and mom's name are Terry and Michelle Cordes, and I have a little brother named Evan Cordes. This is my third year in 4-H, and all 3 years I have exhibited beef. I am trying to build a new Charley herd based around two heifers. I am exhibiting this year. The first one is our RF Greta raised by Ritter Farms and Parker Henley. And she was a supreme champion female of the 2018 4-H show in Greene County. The second heifer is a CCC Wrangle Lady. She is a composite Charley sold to me by Brent Schneckeke, Ethan Hanold, and Jeff Paulson. Raised by Scott Campbell, and she will show Thursday.
Wow, that's a lot. You came prepared. How'd the 4-H show go for you today at the Greene County Fair?
It went pretty good.
Did it? What fair are you headed to next?
The next fair I will be headed to is Jersey County.
Are you excited?
Yes, very.
What's your favorite part about the fair?
My favorite part at the fair is working with my projects and enjoying company with friends.
That's great. How'd you do in the 4-H auction tonight?
My steer brought $1.70 a pound and Spire Energy bought it.
Dagan is 10 years old and a son of Terry and Michelle Cordes of Carrollton. He's been showing in 4-H for 3 years, and this year at the Greene County Fair, he won Grand Champion Heifer. Congratulations to Dagan and all the other 4-H exhibitors at the Greene County Fair. I also spoke with one of the auctioneers and my very own brother, Hayden Geisler, about the auction.
I've currently been doing this 7 years, since 2011 was my first year, and I've been here ever since.
How'd the auction go tonight?
I think it went pretty well overall. It kept a good average, and that's what we like to shoot for. We like to keep a pretty even playing field amongst all the juniors.
How'd this 4-H auction compare to others in the area?
This one usually holds pretty strong to suit. I also go to Macoupin County and Jersey County 4-H auctions, and they all usually stay about the same. Every once in a while you get a little bit of a curveball, but it was overall a pretty good sale.
How was the quality of the livestock you saw here tonight?
The quality of the livestock here at Greene County Fair just keeps getting better and better as time goes on. The juniors start working harder. You get a few newcomers every once in a while, and you start seeing how other juniors help more juniors that are getting into it and just work well together overall.
What's the importance of the 4-H auction?
I think the importance of the 4-H auction is just to kind of give the juniors a few motivation to keep them going every year. You know, some people aren't as well off as others, and they need the money all year long to keep their 4-H projects going. And if you ask me, there's no better attribute or any other kind of event that teaches a junior as much responsibility and leadership as what the 4-H program does.
That was Hayden Geisler, an auctioneer from Medora and a salesman at WM Nobie & Company in Jerseyville. The farm show will return after these messages. The Illinois Crop Report was released today from the USDA and NASS. Scattered showers fell throughout the state last week. There were 4.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending June 17, 2018. Statewide, the average temperature was 76.6 degrees, 4.5 degrees above normal. Precipitation averaged 1.4 inches, which is 0.4 inches above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% very short, 16% short, 68% adequate, and 12% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% very short, 19% short, 65% adequate, and 12% surplus. Corn condition was rated at 1% very poor, 3% poor, 15% fair, 52% good, and 29% excellent. Soybeans emerged was at 93%. Soybeans blooming reached 3% compared with 1% last year. Soybean condition was rated at 1% very poor, 3% poor, 19% fair, 54% good, and 23% excellent. Sorghum planted was at 90%. Sorghum condition was rated at 9% poor, 34% fair, 48% good, and 9% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was 30% complete compared to the 5-year average of 19%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 4% very poor, 9% poor, 29% fair, 47% good, and 11% excellent. Wheat harvest officially began over the weekend. I talked with Mark Miller of Mennell Milling Company in Mount Olive about the crop and the harvest so far. So I've seen some farmers have started harvesting wheat this week. Does that seem to be true for everyone in the area?
Everybody looks like they're got going over the weekend a little bit. I think last night, Monday night, we saw a few extra guys going. So I think with the hot weather we had over the weekend, the wheat turned pretty quick, and I think everybody's getting after it right now.
Well, I remember on the winter wheat tour, John Ernst saying that everybody would probably start harvesting at the end of June, so he's pretty spot on with that. How's the quality of the wheat looking?
Well, we're seeing a little bit lower test weight than previous years. So far on the wheat that we've taken in, which is really at this point only about 40,000 bushel, looks like we're averaging just a shade under 58. There's been some better wheat in there, but there's also been some down in the 56 range. So it's a little bit lower test weight, but the vomitoxin or the scab is basically non-existent. We're just not seeing any of that right now.
Have you seen any evidence of disease or pest?
Not at this point, no.
Oh, good. What's the expected time frame for harvest completion?
Well, I would expect that if we don't get any showers through here, that it's going to go pretty fast. We did see a lot of wheat out there on the wheat tour. I would expect by the end of this week, most people would be wrapped up, at least with the early stuff. There might be some later wheat that would carry on into next week. I'd say we got going a little bit earlier than we anticipated in the when we looked at it on the wheat tour on May 31st. I think the wheat looks like it ripened rather quickly.
That was Mark Miller of the Mennell Milling Company in Mount Olive. That's all the time we have on your afternoon farm show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.